You're listening to Ideal Practice, episode number 6. Today, guys, I'm going to talk with you about why being really, really good at what you do isn't enough to guarantee your success in private practice. It takes more than that. It takes a change in how you think. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Wendy Pitts Reeves, and with over 2 decades of experience in the private practice world, I've built my 6-figure business while learning a lot of lessons the hard way. This is the first podcast that shows you how to apply the principles of energy, alignment, and strategy to build a practice that is profit-centered, but people-forward. This is the Ideal Practice Podcast. Hey guys, this is Wendy. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad to be hanging out with you guys today. And I want to just take a moment to say thank you to all of you who have been sending me so much support and love as I have gotten this little project up and off the ground. For those of you who have already subscribed, if you have been leaving a 5-star review, I cannot tell you how much I love you and how much I appreciate that. It really does help. It makes a difference. We listen to the podcasts that our friends and colleagues tell us are worth listening to. So when you tune in and when you share this with a friend, a colleague, and you take a moment to give me a little thumbs up, I just can't tell you what a difference that makes. So thank you for that. Thank you so much. Today, I want to talk with you about why being really, really good at what you do just isn't enough to sustain a successful private practice. You'd think it would be, wouldn't you? And it is critically important. I would say, in fact, that it is probably the most important thing. But if you don't handle things the way I'm going to teach you, you could end up running a private practice where you're doing really, really good work, but you're not making any money. You're never getting paid. You're doing volunteer work, and your practice isn't going to last very long. And I want to tell you kind of how I learned this lesson, and then I'm going to give you 3 money tips for having a healthy private practice. So more about that in just a minute. Let me start here. You guys are going to hear me say this a lot. Before or about the time I started my practice, I was the director of family therapy at a residential treatment center for teenagers. And it was a great facility. We did really good work. Now, this was back in the day when inpatient care, residential care, really was residential care. And kids could stay with us for a long time, as long as a year, sometimes 2. These were really, really troubled kids who had really, really tough situations. But we could keep them long enough to really turn things around. Well, as you might expect, it was kind of complicated sometimes what it all took to make that work. So, for example, a kid would come to us and stay for months, a year and a half. And one of the things that my boss would often pressure me to do and wanted me to tell my staff to do was to make sure that we stayed in good touch with the referral source, with whoever sent them to us to begin with. Make sure they knew what was going on, make sure they had updates. Well, I didn't care a flip about those people. These were my kids now. I had them. I was in charge. I was the one making sure that they got what they needed, and I had them for a long time. So I really had a hard time making myself do that, and I had a hard time making my staff do that. We were also constantly on guard about the role of insurance and benefits and making sure that the money lasted to cover their care. So for example, one of the things that we were expected to do as the treating professionals was to make sure that we always kind of knew where things stood with their benefits so that if it looked like they were going to run out or that we might run into some trouble, we could be prepared to start working towards discharge and aftercare sooner rather than later. Well, I also didn't care about that at all. And in fact, I deeply resented having to even think about it. The way I thought back then was, that's not my problem. That's somebody else's problem. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a CFO. I don't care about the money, which is a sort of a refrain you will hear me say a lot. I don't care about the money. I care about these kids. Well, as you might expect, when I went into private practice, I took those attitudes with me. And because you guys are probably smarter than I am, you can probably already see where this is going. Those attitudes did not serve me in private practice. Because here's the thing. Here's the big lesson. When you run a private practice, when you become the CEO of your own show, you got to shift the way you think. And you got to start thinking like a business owner. You got it? You got to start thinking like a business owner. And y'all, I get that this is a big shift. It took me a long time to get this, but I want to speed things up for you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to lay out a couple of specifics here that you can begin looking at in your own practice right now to make sure that you don't make the same mistakes I did and make sure you don't lose the kind of money that I did. So let's talk about three tips that I want to share with you for a healthy private practice. These are based on my framework. I have a 7-part framework for all the things I think you need to have in place for a healthy private practice. That's where this is coming from. And I think this is going to be super useful for you guys. So the first one is, it's not very sexy. It doesn't sound like so cool, but the truth is you got to have this. The first one is you need to have healthy policies around what and how and when you get paid. Now let's dive into that a little bit about what I mean by that. The first one, the obvious one, is your pricing. Do you know exactly what you charge for everything you do? Do you have a tiered structure? Do you have different prices for different services? Let's say you offer one particular kind of service on the front end that's part of a perhaps a more comprehensive assessment of some sort. And then perhaps you offer a different level of service that's part of the actual work, the ongoing work. And then perhaps you offer a different kind of a type of adjunct or support services, perhaps, that's a little bit outside of the main work. Perhaps you offer some little bonus things on the side. Do you know what you offer and do you have a clear pricing structure for each one of those? And does your pricing structure accurately reflect the value of what you bring? Because guys, you're making a big difference in the lives of your clients. You need to be paid well for what you do. Is your pricing clear, solid, predictable, understandable? Do you understand what you charge and why you charge what you do? Do you know how to talk about it? Okay, getting your pricing sorted out is one of the most important things you can do. And I'll tell you, one of the mistakes I see people make quite often is I see folks who will say, I charge $100 an hour. I charge $135. I charge $150. I don't care what your amount is. They'll tell me that's what they charge. And then I start poking around. I'm like, so how many clients do you have who actually pay you that amount? I think I've got 4. Okay, what are the rest of them paying you? Well, I've got, most of my clients are insurance. So depending upon which contract they have, some of them I'm getting $70 an hour. Some of them I'm getting maybe $108 an hour. And then I've got a couple of clients that, I just really love who fell on hard times. So I'm seeing those. I've got 2 that I'm seeing for $40 an hour, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm using per hour. It could be per visit. It could be whatever. That means your pricing is sloppy and all over the map. That isn't going to work for you. You cannot sustain that and sustain a successful and healthy private practice. You got to clean up your pricing. And then also along under the policy side of running your practice, you need to have healthy payment policies, boundaries around how people pay you and when. So for example, if you are going to offer a discount, I'm fine with that. But I want you to have rules about how you do that and when you do that and when you don't, so that it comes from a place of intentionality, not reactivity. I don't want you to react from a place of guilt or obligation. I want you to be forward thinking. I want you to be profitable. And that means that you have clear policies about how you get paid. And if you offer a discount, how you offer that discount, right? The rules, the boundaries around what you do. your policies around payment and pricing is one of the areas that must be clean, clear, predictable, reliable to support you so that your practice is profitable. You got to make a living, guys. Profitable. All right. The second area that I want to focus on is your process for how and when you get paid, your process for how you deal with things in your inside your business. So for example, you want to make it, y'all, you want to make it really easy for people to pay you. Don't be hard to pay. Don't make it hard for me to figure out how to schedule with you. Don't make it hard for me to figure out how to pay you. Don't make it hard for me to understand where I stand with you. Make it really, really easy. Make it easy for me to hire you. I'm already struggling. I'm already having a tough time. It's already taken everything I've got to reach out to you to begin with. Make it easy for me, your customer, your client. Where do I find your scheduling button? I don't want to have to call you. I just want to go click somewhere and schedule an appointment. Where do I pay you? Can I do it before I even come? Because that would make life so much easier. I don't even want to think about it. And if I can't, I see you that day. How do I pay you that day? What do I do? Do you take checks? Do you take credit cards? Can I pay you with PayPal? How do I pay you? Please make it easy for me and make it easy for me to understand how to do that. Make it super easy so I don't even have to blink to do it. In the business world, y'all, this is called friction. You want as little friction as possible for each, quote, transaction. Every time you serve someone, a client, and they pay you, you want it to be easy both ways, right? You don't want any friction in that process. So you want your systems, your process to be smooth, easy to follow. And also for your sake, I want you to make this easy to track. You need a system in place that makes it easy for you to know exactly where your clients stand, who owes you, who doesn't, who's paid up, who's paid in advance. And if you do things the way I'd like you to do them, most of the time you will have very little to track because everybody's going to be paying as they go or in advance. But if you're tracking insurance, for example, you're going to have lots of little bits and pieces that you got to pay attention to. You need a system for doing that. Whether you've got a billing clerk or a billing assistant who's helping you, whether you're doing it yourself through some kind of a software setup, that's fine, but make it easy, easy and clear for you to stay on top of. And here's what you're looking for when it comes to setting up healthy processes in your practice. What you're looking for are ways to protect your energy and the energy of your clients. You want to minimize the hassle factor for yourself and for your clients. That's what we're trying to do here. All right, does that make sense? One of the things, for example, a shift that I made several years ago was I shifted from having people having to call me and me having to call them back to schedule an appointment to an online system where they can literally go to my website, they can read a crystal clear description of what I do, and they can schedule without ever even talking to me. Easy peasy. And actually pay at the same time. We'll talk about that in another episode. I know some of you don't like that idea because you're like, I don't want them to schedule. What if I don't like them? Well, there's a whole nother aspect to that, which is about how you position your ideal client and making sure that the right people are the ones who show up anyway. We'll talk about that later. That's really more of a marketing issue. But essentially for today, let's just say that when I made that shift, when I got clear about how to make sure that the right people found me and I made it easy for them to schedule, I bet you that added easily 2 to 3 hours of time to my week. And just the sheer amount of time I was spending returning phone calls about scheduling and payment. Dramatic difference in how I ran my week and how much energy and time I had. So there you go. All right, the third area I want to talk about. And this is in some ways the most important of all. And that is I want you to be really clear about what your purpose is for running your practice to begin with. Your why, especially y'all around money. Let's talk about that. I want you to run your practice and from a place of abundance, not from a place of lack. And that means you got to get clear that I'm running a business here. Remember I said you got to think like a business owner? And as my coach said to me, one of the first times I ever met her was, your purpose on the planet may be to make the world a better place, and that's beautiful and rich and good, but the purpose of your business is to make money. So I want you to be clear that your business needs to pay you a certain level of income so that you can support your family and live your life the way you want to live it. You got to be bringing in a certain amount of money. And I want you to make peace with the concept of profit. It's not a bad word. It's not even a four-letter word. So there you go. Okay? I want you to get clear about your why. I'm here to serve these clients in this way because I feel so strongly about this type of work. I know that I have a gift. I have years of experience. I have specialized training. I have a real heart for this. I have an intuitive sense about this. I know I'm good at what I do. It does matter. And I know that this is worth a certain amount. And I want to make sure that I'm getting paid well. And I want my clients to understand that, right? And there's plenty of business to go around. So I don't need to be desperate or clingy or grabby or worried. The problem is hardly ever getting enough clients. The problem, more than anything, is getting the right kind of clients and what to do with the overflow. Because I know so many of you, actually, if you've been in practice for a while, there's a really good chance that your practice is bursting at the seams. And if it is, then this is especially important for you. But the way we did this at my practice, our core philosophy at Cove Mountain was, there's enough business for everybody. We want people to get the help they need, whatever that means and wherever they have to go. If that's with us, that's great. We're happy to help. But if it's not, we still want to help them find what they need. So we spent real time trying to help people find resources. We would sometimes make phone calls for them to see who was taking people, or we would come up with two or three ideas, websites, free resources, groups, anything we could find to give people. I can't help you, but here are some folks I know who are really good. Try them. I think there's a really good chance one of them can help. And depending upon the situation or how complex it was, sometimes I personally would just give them a list of two or three names or resources. Sometimes I would actually do the research for them and call them back and say, I found something for you. And let me tell you, I never regretted doing that, ever. And we had a stellar reputation. And that's why. Because part of our why was to be profitable, yes, to make good money, and to really serve our clients, whether they actually became our clients or not. That's what service is, right? That's what abundance is. So when you have healthy money policies around what you charge and how you get paid, when you have a healthy process in place, systems in your business for how people work with you that makes it easy for them and easy for you, and when you have a really healthy, clear understanding of your own purpose and why you're doing this to begin with, you are going to be so much farther ahead than a lot of others and so much farther ahead than I was in the beginning because I was pretty scrambled about those things. That's going to help you. So here's my question for you. If you need to, you might want to go back and listen to this episode again, listen to those specifics that I talked about, and figure out, where do you need to make some changes? Where are things a little muddy for you? Where do you find yourself spending a lot of time? Where are you just like, oh my gosh, beating your head against the wall because you're constantly having to clean something up? Where are your clients getting confused? Or where do you find yourself hesitating and having to think through how you are going to handle a specific situation, answer a specific question? Because wherever that happens, that's where you got a problem and that's where the work is. My coach used to say, wherever there is stress, there is a lack of habits, systems, or boundaries. Wherever there is stress, there's a lack of habits, systems, or boundaries. So I would say to that, wherever you are experiencing stress in your work, in your business, there's a good chance that you've got poor or muddy policies, a sloppy or unclear process, or your purpose, your why, isn't fleshed out all the way to include the business side, not just the healing side, because all of it matters. So figure that out. make a couple of changes, start to clean things up, and I think you will be surprised at what a difference it makes for you. And if you need help sorting that out, reach out to me. I'm happy to help in some way, right? There's lots of different ways I can help. But you can do this, my friend. You can do this, and you will be glad that you did. You'll be on your way to a healthier private practice because now you know why being good at what you do isn't quite enough. It's just the beginning. Thanks, everybody. That's what I got for you today. Have a good one, and I will see you next time. And there you go. We are finished, and that is it for today. Thank you so much for being here. You guys are amazing, and I just appreciate you so much. I hope this episode was helpful. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on the platform of your choice, wherever it is that you happen to hear this episode. Thank you guys so much for being here. Have an awesome week, and I will see you next time. Bye now.